Stan, everybody's still abuzz about Kyle Kaiser, a 23-year-old from Santa Clara, who set the IndyCar world on fire this last weekend, qualifying for the upcoming Indy 500.
It's like a script from a Hollywood production, right? The last guy, I mean, he qualifies by less than 0.02 of a second. He knocks out Fernando Alonso, one of the greatest drivers in the world, two-time world driving champion, and he's in the field, the last spot in the field. And the story's even more improbable than that. Kyle joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Good morning.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
Have you sorted this out yet? I mean, you broke the first car, and then the team had to build a whole new one, and then you managed to get that thing into the last spot in the field.
It was a whirlwind of a week for sure. Just to actually begin the week, we went into this thinking we had sponsors on the car, and it actually they backed out at the last minute, so we had a blank car, which you do not see in racing where you come in with a plain white car. So we were dealing with that the whole week, but our pace in that car was top 10 all week. So we were feeling really confident that we'd be able to get the car into the show, no problems. But like you said, we had a big accident on Fast Friday. They tuned up the engines. We were doing really low qualifying trims. And the very first warm-up lap, car went into the wall at turn 3, totaled the car. And it was a hands-on effort by the whole team. They worked 40 straight hours to get that car together so that we'd even have a chance to qualify for the race. But unfortunately, the car didn't really have the pace, so we really had to fight to make the field. But yeah, the way it worked out on Sunday, we were really thrilled and very dramatic finish.
Yeah, I understand at one point you even had a lap, you're ready to go, and the car, the engine died, so you rolled a few feet, it dies, and they send you to the back of the qualifying line?
Yeah, that was our backup car, and the problem was actually we needed to have the car set up with pit lane control and pit lane speed limit. It was a little electronic issue, so that didn't hurt us too much at that point in the qualifying, but it was just everything that could have gone wrong on Saturday went wrong.
Kyle, I'm curious, when you have to switch cars in qualifying, you with the previous car, you find your groove, whether it's a high line, low line, and then you have a new car, which you said was not as fast but not as slippery. Could you rely on going back to that same groove, or did you have to kind of relearn it in real time?
It was, I had to rely on what I knew, and the toughest part is maintaining that mentality of, you know, not changing what you've done and trying to figure out what caused that problem in the first place. So I think it was a little combination of difficult track conditions that led to our incident, but after the fact, I think I just went back into my groove, focused on doing everything I could and believing in myself and the team.
You mentioned 40 hours without sleep. I mean, building a race car, in a sense, almost from scratch is what they had to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, these cars, to build the main car, it took probably about a year of preparation. And that goes from sanding the car to making sure the body fit is perfect, putting clear coat over it. I mean, you want this car to be as perfect as possible because every, like we know, 0.02 of a mile an hour was the difference between making the field and not making the field. And reducing drag and doing anything you can to make the car go as fast as possible goes a long way.
Okay, I have to ask you this question. What's scarier, driving on the backstretch at Indy or driving on the Nimitz?
Just sorry, what was that last start?
Driving on the Nimitz Freeway here in the Bay Area where you're from.
Oh, gosh, the Bay Area, for sure. I mean, I grew up there all the time, and you see some pretty crazy things on the freeway. But I'll tell you, it is not an easy job to drive around IMS at 240 miles an hour.
That's a stunning figure. Let me just ask you one last thing before you go. This week has been so crazy, as you've just described everything that got you to here. At some point, you've got to put the helmet on, strap in the suit, get into that car, and actually drive the race. I mean, how do you block out all of the distractions to go race a car?
It's just something I've been doing my whole life, and it's like any athlete. You know, when you put on your suit, you put on your jersey or your helmet, and it's go time, it's kind of a clear mind, and you just go and do what you know how to do.
All right, Kyle, what car number are we watching for?
So we're car number 32. We're in the green and orange Juncos Racing outfit, and we'll have some sponsors on for the race come Sunday for sure.
I'll bet you. Thanks for the time this morning. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Kyle Kaiser, 23 years old from Santa Clara. He drove at Indy last year, too, Ted.
Yeah.
So he's a rising star in the sport, but this the way they got to the starting grid this year,
pretty
great story.
Yeah, pretty impressive story.